Oh, Sybil.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
What is going on?
Man.
That's the question we've been asking ourselves all day.
Wow. So I'm getting some lunch yesterday, and I hadn't checked my messages or email or the news or anything. So I decided I called Wendy, Doug Banks' wife, who just, and Doug, of course, died age 57, because I promised Wendy I was going to, you know, do the right thing. I hadn't checked in with them in a long time. And I said, okay, I'm gonna be checking in now and see how you're doing. And I called Wendy. Wendy said, had you heard that Prince died? I said, what? Where were you when you got the news, Sid?
I was running errands, getting ready for the cruise, and someone texted me and said, check the news, and then Prince. And then I started to see about an emergency at his recording studio.
Yeah.
And I started to see that there was emergency personnel on the scene because it was a death. And they were like, and then it was amazing how all the friends were just like, couldn't be, can it be, there's no way, this can't happen. And then it was confirmed. And it was just devastating.
Player, where were you when you got the word?
I had a call from a friend in Miami who's always like lying. And so when he says something, you can't believe him. George, of course. He said, Prince died. I'm like, stop playing. You know, and then you turn on the news. It was a while before CNN and all the news people started talking about it because, you know, you could see it on Twitter, but when you were changing the stations, I didn't see anything.
Well, TMZ led the way.
Yeah, they did. They were the
TMZ
first.
TMZ led the way, and that's when a lot of people were like, and you just don't want to believe TMZ still, but they were the ones. They were on the scene and leading the reporting all day yesterday.
I'm in Miami when I got the word that Michael Jackson died. I was in Miami. It's crazy.
We're going to bring you out of Miami.
Oh, come on. That's your cover. That's too soon. Too soon.
Sorry. No, it is. Yeah, it was.
Someone just texted and reminded me Heavy D was complaining of flu-like symptoms.
Yeah,
remember
and,
that?
And that was the conversation yesterday. Nobody dies of the flu. Yes.
Yeah, people do die of the flu. A lot of people die of the flu.
We don't talk about it, but
yes. But they do. You're
absolutely
right. And pneumonia, too.
Exactly.
You know, I don't know if he was suffering from that. But
exactly.
Yeah, you will leave here with that.
But you just don't. And then I started thinking when I talked to you, Tom, and you said that you found out from Wendy, and I was thinking about Doug, and they are born two days apart.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Prince was June 7th, and Doug was June 9th, same year.
Wow.
And there's something about people in their 50s, this year especially, but, you know, all the time you're talking about, you were so young.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Wow.
And this warrants a Get Well Wednesday, I think, Tom, too, because, like we were saying, Jay, people dying from the flu and other complications thereof and what happened to him. They said that he was in a Walgreens just a couple of days ago, looking really, really even thinner, if possible.
To pick up a prescription?
Yeah, uh-huh.
When you have to go and pick up the prescription...
Well, that's
some,
what type of
that's
person
some serious
he was,
that's
though.
Some serious medicine
yeah.
because I mean ordinarily yeah, you would think that Prince would
send somebody
to go pick up his right. but he and to think that you know the reports are now that when he landed his plane
in Moline, Illinois
the report is that they treated him for a drug overdose.
That is the report, which is one can self-medicate if you're not feeling well because you're not feeling and you keep
or you mix or you mix, like Gerald.
Exactly.
Gerald Levert.
Yeah.
He died from, you know.
Yeah,
he mixed his drugs.
Amongst, you know, the anxiety medication or anti-anxiety medication and what have you. So this can happen.
And I wonder if he was doing any kind of, well, we'll find out.
Yeah, the
chemo or radiation? Because I always thought that he was losing, he had lost his hair when he put on that wig. Well, that afro wig, because that was an afro wig.
Well, you know, the conversation about him having epilepsy and seizures came back up yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but I don't know about...
Because that was a wig, that afro wig, mm-hmm. that big afro.
That was nice.
That was a wig. I mean, when you work like he works, mm-hmm. and you sweat like he sweats, mm-hmm. The hair lays down.
Yeah. Yeah. It's I was gonna say the autopsy is scheduled for today, and of course that'll take weeks before you get the complete results. But
as expected, he is selling a lot of music right now.
Oh my gosh, through the roof. For a man who started streaming a long time ago and led the way and all of that, now another resurgence as a result of his death yesterday.
Yeah.
Not that he ever had a bad day, you know, in selling music, but now it's just crazy.
And where does that, okay, he didn't have any children.
Mm-mm.
As far as I know, the only living relative he had was his sister. So the question is, where does his estate go?
Exactly. But, I mean, he had good people, and I'm hoping that amongst those that advised him that he had, you know, it set up that he was, that things were taken care of.
Yeah.
Unless he was old black man and then said, I don't need a will. You know?
They said he had started working on his memoir.
Yeah. It was due out next year. They were hoping for publishing in 2017.
Yeah, I hope he did have his affairs in order, mm-hmm. and didn't have old black men. Oh, I'm not going to do a will.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of stuff to be in probate, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Golly.
Yeah. And the fact that he was involved in so many different charities and helping people. I hope that continues, because that was one of the conversations that came out of all of the wonderful tributes to Prince yesterday, and
how he quietly did some great
just
things.
Just went about doing the work.
Humanitarian.
Mm-hmm. And his efforts to help people.
Yeah.
Really, just really interesting guy. And unfortunately, you know, we saw a lot of, Stephen Hill did a really good tribute to him on BET last night, and we got to consider this always about giving people their flowers while they are here.
Yeah,
we really do. So Tom and Jay,
oh, you know, you're not gonna do a tribute to me. Oh no,
no, I'm just
you'll never.
Not a tribute.
I'll do a tribute to you, but you'll wow. not do a tribute to me.
No, but
I'm getting back on the treadmill as soon as I get off the air.
Don't wear yourself out.
Oh, I'm gonna wear myself out. I'm getting right back on there. When I got the word that Doug died, I was on the treadmill.
Yeah.
I remember when we and I were working for Arsenio, and who you do Arsenio.
Uh-huh.
And the thing about when we have certain guests, people would camp out.
Yeah.
The night before, so if you went,
you'd be in the audience.
Yeah.
I can't think of. Greer Street. Yeah, it was Greer Street. They would camp out. But for Prince, they camped out the day before the other people were camping out for another show. So you had two campouts going on at one time. And man, it was like
great.
Unbelievable. Oh. Just to see Prince do two songs and, you know, be that close to him. It was unbelievable.
And so were you, was those one of those shows where you were on the side?
Yeah, you got to stand on the side, and, which my baby mama thought every time I was on the side, I was on television.
More money, more money.
Yeah.
I know you got some more money. I seen you on TV.
I saw you on TV.
I'm like, I'm standing on the side.
All right. It's a tribute to Prince coming up.